In the name of Jesus, who is Lord over every authority. Amen. What must I do to inherit eternal life? We heard this question before. A teacher of the Torah, back in Luke 10, had asked Jesus this same question. Jesus had just set his face to Jerusalem in those days, and he was going towards Jerusalem to confront the powers and to do the Lord's work of his kingdom. And all along the way, as he's been going to Jerusalem, he's been teaching his disciples what it means to walk with the Lord, what it means to live in the kingdom of God right now. And this question, what must I do to inherit true, lasting, good life, is the question. The question that Jesus has been answering over and over and over on this journey to Jerusalem. He had said to that Torah expert way back in Luke 10 that it was simple, really. Love God with everything. Love your neighbor as much as yourself. This, do this, you will live. You are part of God's family. But that Torah expert, and I'm sure the disciples and we ourselves, want to beg the next question, but what does that look like? And so Jesus has been unpacking for us what that looks like, to love God with everything and love your neighbor as yourself. And it started with that story of a Samaritan man who saw his enemy fallen on the side of the road and dropped everything to help him. It then looked like Mary, not getting caught up in the busyness of her sister Martha, dropping everything to sit at the feet of Jesus and listen. It then looked like prayer. Prayer at the feet of our Heavenly Father, begging to Him, shamelessly asking Him for everything we need, trusting that He is a good Father that gives to His children just what they need. And then Jesus taught us that it was rooting out hypocrisy, that our lives would be a reflection of truly listening to His word and doing it outside and in. He had challenged His disciples, saying, give away the things that you're holding for yourself. They're making you impure. And then He had told them, look, guard against every desire for more things. Don't make storehouses for yourselves for the future. That isn't living by trust. Trust in your Heavenly Father. He's caring for you. He's giving you His kingdom. Don't worry about what to eat, what to drink. Don't worry about your life. Put it in His hands. If you love God with everything, then trust Him to take care of you as a father would. And because of that, He told us, sell your possessions. Give to the poor, because God's gonna take care of you. But He warned us, saying, make sure you're diligently bearing this good fruit, because God is patient, but there's a time where the tree that doesn't bear good fruit gets chopped down. Be small, He had told us. The way into God's world is small. It's narrow. Many, He said, are going to try to get through. They're going to try to squeeze through, but they're not going to be able because of their baggage. Don't let your egos, your wealth, your power, your family, your responsibilities, the busyness in your life clutter you up so that you can't get in to God's kingdom. He said those hard words to us in Luke 14. If you want to be my disciple, you have to disown it all. Even your very self and family. You got to leave it all behind. Return. Like a son, a daughter who has wandered from his father, return. Shame yourself. Humble yourself. Come back. Recognize you've strayed and come back. The Father will accept you. and be willing to accept those who are returning as well. So use the money of this world to make friends. Don't store it up. Be attentive to your neighbor, the neighbor sitting right at your gate in need. Don't ignore your neighbors. Trust. Totally. Obediently do everything the Lord asks. Humble yourself. Be thankful like that leper. Let go of your entitlement. Just leave the whole old world behind, like Noah and Lot, who fled from the craziness of the world. Leave it behind. Don't look back like Lot's wife. And never give up in prayer. Be persistent, like a widow, begging for justice from an unjust Lord. Be persistent. Go to God in prayer. Humble yourself. Don't go up in the world, go down. Humble yourself and God will lift you up. Be like a child. That's what this is all about. Stop being an adult. Be a child again. That is what it means to live under God's rule and care. So here we have this man. At the end of all this, coming up to Jesus and asking the same question he was confronted with before. What must I do to inherit eternal life? We've been journeying with Jesus up to this point, hearing all these teachings. Do we know what he's going to say to this man? We should, shouldn't we? We can anticipate what he's going to invite this man into, because he's been teaching us this over and over. Jesus tells the man, you know the commands of God. Are they not good enough for you? Oh, but Lord, I've kept all those from my youth. I'm good. But you don't get it. Jesus is in essence saying to the man, you think you got it all, but you're really lacking one thing. There's an emptiness in your life. Let it all go. Make a complete break with your old world. Sell your possessions, drop them all. Give them to your neighbors in need, and then attach yourself to me. That's what life, true life, looks like. Love God with everything. Take care of those neighbors right around you with his things. But the man couldn't stomach this answer. In the same way that our stomachs probably churn every time we hear this invitation of Jesus. We think Jesus is out to get us. This man certainly thought Jesus was out to get him. And he was sad. He had great wealth. To make that kind of break is unfair, Jesus. But then Jesus begins to preach. How difficult it is for those who have great amounts of things to be part of God's kingdom. It's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a person burdened down with all of the stuff of this world to participate in God's kingdom. It's impossible. No camel goes through the eye of a needle. They just don't. So you're going to have to leave your camels carrying all of your stuff at the door. This may seem impossible for us, Jesus says, but with God, true transformation, true faith, a true letting go can happen. Peter, just astonished by all this, says, but Lord, look, we left our very homes behind to journey with you. And Jesus says, exactly. That's all I've been asking for. We all know Peter and the disciples have been a mess, completely imperfect, stumbling around in the dark oftentimes, but they left everything behind to journey with Jesus. And Jesus says, that's it. That's all I'm asking. I'm not asking for your perfection. I'm simply asking you to drop it. Drop it to walk with me. And guess what? If you can let go of all your camels and leave them outside the door and squeeze through that narrow door where you have to leave your ego, your wealth, your power, your responsibilities, your busyness, all of the attachments in your life behind on the other side, guess what? You'll have more than you had on the other side. More. Because when you inherit God's true life, guess what God owns? Everything. And if you're his child, guess what belongs to you? Everything. So let go of your greedy, individualistic, it's mine, mine, mine games. Go, let it go, enter God's world, and guess what's yours? Everything you were seeking in the first place. True life is right there. Take it. What must I do to inherit eternal life? This is the question. What must I do to be a part of God's world? And really, it all comes down to the great divide between trying to be adults and being humble children of our Heavenly Father. We're so determined to grow up and to control our lives, take control of how things are going to play out, choose our dreams, choose our direction, take care of our futures, chase whatever interests us. We want to grow up. You see it in children oftentimes. I just can't wait till I'm an adult that I can make my own stinking decisions. But Jesus is saying, this is the wrong direction. Be children. It's really what's best. Think back on your own childhood. And maybe it wasn't very good. But think about your childhood and just remember how simple it was. Even if you had a very broken, painful home, and many have, there's such a simplicity when you're a child. You don't worry about how the bills are going to get paid. You don't worry about what's going to happen in 5 years. You've got parents there, taking care of you. Food just shows up. The lights are just taken care of. You live one day at a time, happy, content. Great. How beautiful it is to be a child, not weighed down with the burdens, the self-chosen burdens, I might add, of our adulthood. Be a child. Jesus is calling us again today. Be God's child. Let go of all of those worrying, all of the anxieties, all of the chasing to build up wealth, power, ego, jobs, whatever. Who cares? At the end of the day, does it matter one lick? It doesn't. Be a child again. You don't have to live in the craziness of the rat race of being an adult in our world. God will take care of you. He's begging you to let him take care of you. That's why Jesus tells this rich, powerful ruler, you gotta drop it all. Let go of everything you've amassed for yourself. Jesus had taught earlier, if you try to hold on to your life as you've made it to be, you're going to end up losing it. Don't do that. But if you lose your life, let it be destroyed. Let it be torn down to nothing. In that nothingness, God will remake your life, and it will be beautiful. Better than anything you could have imagined. More than you were chasing in the first place. Let him dismantle you. Let him take your things away from you. Let him break you down. Because he wants to rebuild you as a child. Trusting one day at a time that God's going to take care of it. He'll take care of you. He loves you. He knows what's best. He knows what you need. He's not going to forget you. That's where true life is. Make the break. Be a child of God. Amen.